can feel the joy on the horizon. Hear my faith is found. All right, you're back speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. You're back with your host as we're taking a look at the connections between spiritual, mental, and physical health. Now, let me ask you this. How many of you have ever experienced some of the effects of sleep deprivation? I mean, you just gone so long. Maybe it was just one night, but you really, really, really did yourself in. I mean, you were just so worn out, and you noticed that, you know, your brain may not have been quite as alert as it usually is. But how about when you do this night after night after night after night for months, maybe 6 or 7 months? How about for 2 or 3 years? But you don't have to go 2 or 3 years. You can go several nights, especially if you do this for several weeks, losing too much sleep, just losing sleep, losing sleep, losing sleep. You ever notice how often you can become very, very irritable? How about you're losing too much sleep and you notice that your brain is just sluggish? You're just not as alert as you should be, as you normally are. Your response time, if you're driving or anything else, just is slowed down. It's the impact that the sleep is having on your brain. Now, you notice too that, as I mentioned, you're depriving the body of sleep over and over and over again. And over time, you become very, very irritable, which means emotionally and mentally, you're not really where you should be. You're not at your best. Emotionally and mentally, you're being drained because of the drain on your body, on that physical part of your body, particularly the brain. Not only the brain, but especially the brain. How about this? Sleep deprivation having an impact on the brain and eventually having an impact on you mentally and emotionally. I've talked with people who have said they have had the same type of experience when they have gone through devotional deprivation. I'm talking now about how some people have a lifestyle of praying, meditating, studying the Word of God, because these really mean something to them. They're not just going through the motions. It really means something to them to connect with God and remain intimately connected with Him by spending time with Him through prayer, through the study of His Word, so they get to understand Him better. They know how He thinks better. Meditating on what they're learning. Meditating on what they're learning about God by really thinking it through, connecting the dots of what they read. And so they develop this lifestyle. We develop this lifestyle of spending time with God. And as a result, we're doing something for our bodies. Remember when I had the discussion with you some time ago about the impact that spiritual practices such as prayer, meditation, and Bible study have on the brain? That's interesting. Okay, so again, we're talking about connections between body, spirit, and mind. And we talked about, for example, how when it comes to prayer time, there are people who have done, particularly neuroscientists and others, but especially neuroscientists, have done studies where they took a look at what was going on with the brain at the time that people were just at rest, just chilling, doing nothing, compared to when they were busy praying or busy meditating. And they've noticed how activity levels in the brain increase during times of prayer and meditation. The chemicals in the brain, neurotransmitters, are doing their thing.
And so they've noticed that there are actual brain changes during prayer. And there are people who say that, in fact, people say this, and some have said that they have observed this too, by doing studies while people were just chilling compared to how those same people were responding to prayer. An increased sense of well-being, an increased sense of overall well-being as a result of prayer. People could be praying, and compared to when they, particularly when they compared control group to the live group, some of them just chilling, the other members of the other group actually praying, and they would see the results. The people who prayed reported a greater sense of peace, a greater sense of overall well-being, which says there was a direct connection between their mind's perception of what was going on in their lives and their spiritual condition. It is good for us to be in prayer with our Creator. It is good for us to be getting to know our Creator. That helps our spirits be in good condition. But as it turns out, it also helps our brains, which are physical, be in better condition, which shows that there is a connection between spiritual health and physical health. Greater sense of overall well-being, a greater sense of peace, good for the mind as well as for the spirit, showing that there is a connection between the two. There really are connections between spiritual, physical, and mental health. And notice that at this point, I'm really not talking about money, clothes. I'm only talking about you, me, us. How are things going for us? The spirit, the mind, the body. Is it possible that there are times when one part of us can be doing well while the other parts are doing well also? Yeah, there's a possibility of it. Definitely. Connections. Okay, now let's look at it from this angle. Some people have such a strong faith in God that whether they pray for themselves and or someone else prays for them, for healing of the body, whether it's from cancer or some other affliction. Someone is close to God. They pray to God for healing. And if indeed it is God's will that that person be healed, that person will be healed, even when medications may not have done the trick. Maybe the person tried medical treatments of one kind or another. And that's not to say that medical treatment isn't good, because I am a firm believer that God, if he is going to heal us, let's not dictate how he does it, whether he heals us through the practice of medicine, which he gives to us as a gift, or whether he does it directly through a miracle, which he gives to us as a gift. The healing is ultimately going to come from God, however he sends it. So let's appreciate that it comes, whether he, you know, sends it through medical treatment, whether he sends it through miracles. But there are people, again, showing the condition, the connection between spiritual health and mental health, spiritual health and physical health. An affliction of the body, which means the body needs help. A person prays, and God heals. There is a connection between that spiritual and that physical health that came about as a result of the prayer. And that's not to say, I want to give you this caveat, that is not to say that if we pray for someone and they are not healed, that does not necessarily mean that there is a problem with the spiritual health of either the person who received prayer or the person who offered the prayer. It's important for us to keep all of this in perspective. Remember, I said, if it is God's will. And I know that some people teach that it is always God's will to heal us if we'll just have faith. And I've taught you on a number of occasions that that is not what Scripture teaches. That is not what God teaches us in His written word. He does not teach us that we will all be healed if we just have faith in Him. And I've given examples of that, so I won't go into any details on that. Just suffice it to say that Scripture, God does not in His written word teach us that He will always heal us if we just have faith in Him and His ability to heal. If that is His will and we believe, then He will heal us. But aside from that, again, spiritual health. We're taking a look at the connection between spiritual, physical, mental health. I'll be right back. So stomp your feet and clap your hands off.